You're listening to Central Time. I'm Veronica Rickert. It's time for our weekly check-in on what's making news in Wisconsin, including talk of right-to-work legislation as well as future transportation projects in the state. WPR's news director Michael Leland joins us now. Michael, welcome back.
Happy to be here.
Right-to-work legislation is making news in Wisconsin. It's been a big story this week. What do we know so far?
Yeah, a few developments. It looks like it will be on the legislature's agenda next year, and that's because of a number of things that happened this week. On Monday, a conservative activist named Lori Pickens announced that a new group had been formed. It's called Wisconsin Right to Work, and it had been formed to advocate for such a law. A little bit of background. Right to Work is on the books right now in 24 states, and what it does is ban mandatory union shops in the private sector, essentially saying that a person can't be required to join a union as a condition of their employment.
It's an interesting thing because the governor is not the one advocating for this right now, it seems to be. What has he said so far about how he feels about right to work?
Right. His public statements have not been encouraging for those who want to see this pass. What he said this week is that he hopes the legislature instead next year will focus on his agenda rather than trying to pass right to work. That agenda, of course, includes reforming taxes, education, regulations, and entitlements. The governor says that pursuing right to work at this time would be a distraction, although he didn't say that he would veto such a bill if it happened to wind up on his desk.
How are Republicans in the legislature planning to move forward so far?
There is a movement already. On Tuesday this week, Republican State Representative Chris Kapinga of Delafield said that he would introduce right-to-work legislation in the new session. And then yesterday, Republican leader of the state Senate, Scott Fitzgerald, said there was no way to avoid dealing with right-to-work legislation. He said Republicans would consider exempting some private workers from this, like operators of earth movers. Those workers have largely supported Republicans in the past, but Republicans say that this exemption would be because these workers train others in their industry, not because of any political support. So it looks like there is some momentum to this, even though the governor is saying this could be a distraction. It seems that at least the Republican leadership in the Assembly is willing to take that chance.
All right, this is one we'll be watching closely. Now, another discussion happening in the state this week, public benefits, and this is again something the legislature is looking at. What do we know about where that's going?
Right, also likely to be taken up in the new session, which begins in January. Assembly Speaker Robin Voss this week said that a new public benefit reform committee has been created. He says that lawmakers need to weed out fraud, waste, and abuse and make sure that people who really need temporary assistance are getting it.
Now, drug testing has been part of this whole conversation for a while. What's the status of that?
Right. Voss has said the legislature will consider a bill that would require drug testing for all people who are receiving public benefits. The Assembly's agenda this next year calls for encouraging all public benefits programs to also be administered through an electronic debit card. That card would be programmed in a way that they couldn't be used in places like casinos or liquor stores or strip clubs. Now, as far as the drug testing goes, there has been some polling done that suggests that the public largely supports it, although there is also some evidence that it might not be legal. Federal courts have found it unconstitutional in other parts of the country, namely Florida, where also when the idea was tried there, it actually cost the state more money than it saved because so few people actually tested positive for drugs among public aid recipients that actual drug testing cost more than they saved in denying benefits.
And the next session starts in 3 weeks, so.
Yes. So it's going to be a busy January up in the Capitol.
So moving to the national scene, Wisconsin joined a lawsuit suing the Obama administration. What do we know about that case?
Yeah, Wisconsin joined 16 other states in a lawsuit to stop the president's executive order on immigration. You probably remember that a couple of weeks ago, the president announced an executive order that would shield more than 4 million people who are in the U.S. illegally from deportation. Now, Republicans in Congress have said that this order pretty much kills any prospect of passing immigration reform and probably damages any prospect of cooperation over the next couple of years with the president.
And in terms of Governor Walker and how this could proceed, what do we know there?
Yeah, the governor requested that State Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen join the lawsuit. The state of Texas is the state that's taking the lead on this case. Now, Walker is saying that this is not about immigration. He says it's really about stopping what he and many other Republicans see as an abuse of power by the president. Walker says Obama has gone what he says is beyond the rule of law in this case.
And in terms of what the lawsuit itself says, what do we know about the language?
Yeah, it says that the president protected millions of immigrants from deportation, and in doing so, he violated the U.S. Constitution by rewriting laws that were passed by Congress under the guise of what's called executive discretion. And that basically gives the president the power to act in matters where Congress hasn't passed a specific law addressing those matters. The president has said all along, if you want immigration reform, pass a bill. That hasn't happened yet. Republicans now say the president has gone too far. And again, they say that, you know, any thoughts of immigration reform is severely damaged at this point. So a lot more to come on this.
Right. Another to be continued. And I guess one question would be whether any more states will join the suit. Something else to watch.
Exactly.
Well, Leslie, some news about state transportation. What's new this week?
Right. Wisconsin's Department of Transportation Commission met this week to talk about future projects for the state. These are things that they would like to see added to the state's agenda for road building and expansion. This week, it added three new road projects to a list of construction priorities to consider. And they also decided to look again at a road project in La Crosse that's been stalled for years. So what they added was, in southeast Wisconsin, rebuilding and widening a section of Interstate 43 north of Milwaukee from Glendale to Grafton. They're going to expand that to three lanes in each direction and also rebuild a lot of on-ramps and bridges. A segment of Interstate 94 in western Wisconsin, St. Croix County, and part of State Highway 50 in Kenosha County.
Of course, building roads cost money.
A lot of money.
What do we know about how much these potential projects could cost?
Well, the estimate right now is $600 million, for more than $600 million. And there's no plan in place to pay for that if they're approved. These still need the governor's approval and the legislature's approval. The governor, by the way, is on this Transportation Projects Commission. And this already comes at a time where the Department of Transportation is asking for new taxes and fees amounting to more than $700 million in the next budget cycle. And that's money that does not take into account these three new projects. So a lot of, you know, the Department of Transportation is already saying it needs a lot more money than it has. And these projects would even, you know, add to that significantly.
And in terms of any other projects out there that are still waiting a final word, what's out there?
Yeah, interesting story from Maureen McCollum in La Crosse this week. There has been an idea, a project sort of in the works for more than 10 years now. It would connect La Crosse to its northern suburbs, so it would build a road north of the city. The DOT actually put aside some money for that project back in the 1990s, and then voters turned it down in a referendum. They said they didn't like the fact that the road would have been built through a section of the La Crosse River Marsh. So the state now is planning to hire a consultant next year to study the whole project and maybe look at some alternatives to it, including how to improve connections between La Crosse and the expanding suburbs using existing roads. So something's going to happen eventually, but it's going to be a while they consider what that might be.
Great. Well, Michael, thanks a lot, and have a great weekend.
Thanks. You too.
That was WPR News Director Michael Leland. I'm Veronica Rickert. Rob Ferret is out. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio.